Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, May the 1st, 2026. It is May Day, first day of the month of May. And as I said earlier this morning, apparently April showers bring May showers as well. 12 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time. And for some reason, I cannot hear anything in my headphones. But that's okay. We'll just keep on going. I think somebody's been playing with the headphones again. It's Friday night, as it always is, and Matt Morgan joins us here in the studio tonight. He'll be on from 10:15 till 11 tonight, and can you hear anything in your headphones? Because I cannot hear a thing. Something's funny.
Yeah.
You can hear things?
Yep.
I can't hear a thing for some reason. Anyway, what's coming up 10 to 11 tonight?
10 to 11, we're going to talk a tiny bit about the draft. I wanted to talk about that. The draft is over, so I wanted to, you know, talk about I don't really know any of the people in the draft, so we're not going to talk about specific candidates. I just want to talk about schools and how many players they had go and so on and so forth. And then politics.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Got to back to the politics.
Anyway, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if you'd like to call in on any subject that might be of interest to you. We always enjoy hearing from the listening audience out there. Today's May Day, which means tomorrow is the 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby. This is a big thing. People love to watch it. I believe it's at 6:57 p.m., 3 minutes, I think it lasts, Churchill Downs, Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
No, that's what they call it. Louisville down there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My grandparents say that people down there call it Louisville.
Well, no, that's not what I called it, though.
Okay. Yeah.
All that matters right now is what I say.
All
right. That's right. When you sit on this side of the table, that's all that matters. In any event, that's tomorrow.
That's exciting.
Is it?
I guess.
Do you care? A lot of people do care, I guess, is the point. A lot of people get together and they have Kentucky Derby parties here in town. They dress up. They wear hats. Apparently, there's something with hats that have to do with it. Mint julep is the drink of the day. I don't know. It's become a whole thing.
I don't even know. I didn't know until now. Well, yeah, I guess me and Sean talked about it a little bit earlier, but I don't pay attention to the horse racing.
That's all, huh? That's all you got on the Kentucky Derby.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the biggest of the horse
152
races,
so years.
And whatnot. Obviously it's a big thing. They draw, you know, loads of people every year. So, I mean, good for them. That's one of the,
I think the winner gets $3 million. You become a millionaire in a day.
The Triple Crown, is that like the thing in horse racing?
I don't
racing?
Know a whole lot about horse racing, but I'm talking about the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, but isn't that...
You like to branch out.
But isn't it part... Like, don't you have to
Probably.
Win the Kentucky Derby to win the Triple Crown?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't
it
know
It could
either.
Be. I'm talking about the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, 6:57, mint juleps, anything beyond that, and hats, I have no idea.
I just remember when I was in school, American Pharoah won the Triple Crown, and everybody thought that was crazy. And I was like, I don't even know what we're talking about, but okay.
No, but you know about the Kentucky Derby. People know what that
yes,
is.
Yes, I know about the Kentucky Derby.
Well, that's
Derby.
What we're talking about.
All right. Yeah.
You just like to come up with your own little subject there, don't you?
It's aligned.
You got to get like that a good ADD drug would help you out a lot.
I can believe it, I guess. Yeah,
I think so. It's just a little thing. You like to wander. But that's okay.
What's wrong with that?
It's interesting sometimes. Now, it is May Day. First day of May.
What happened to the Maypoles?
I don't know. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Well, I'm sure somebody somewhere is doing it, I guess.
You know, I really liked earlier having Greg Haas and Mary Ellen Withrow. I've never interviewed Greg Haas before. I've met him a few times at political functions. Never interviewed him. And to have him on talking about working with Mary Ellen and just political parties in general, I thought that was very interesting. Political consultant is what he said he is.
I agree. I think that was a good interview. I listened to it for the most part.
Well, I think it's fascinating. He thinks that Amy Acton is going to win by 15 points.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Yes, he did.
You know, I wouldn't go that far, but I.
Well, I think it does speak to Vivek Ramaswamy's problems as a candidate, and I think Tuesday night we're all going to find out.
I mean, I'm sure he's more, politically adept than myself, but I don't know. 15 points seems like a bit much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Coming from a political consultant who's in the Columbus area, I mean, he would know, I would think.
Yep. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was fascinating.
Yes, I agree. I think that the primaries are going to be fascinating with the whole, how the breakdown of that vote happened.
Oh, I can't wait for Tuesday night. You ready to go down to the Board of Elections again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
See what the problem is this time.
Well, you got one race down there. You got a couple levies, but that's, those aren't hard. But it's the one race. That's the one. The county commissioner race and the 86th district. You'll give us the Marion results, and we'll be trying to pull up the Union County results in here.
Well, give me Marion results for the gubernatorial race.
Yeah, I mean, all the Marion results, but overall...
So what are your results for? Gubernatorial?
You just go to that county commissioner first, and then we'll just go. It'll depend on what happens that night. If in the state they have called these races already, those can come later.
I'm excited. It's a good night.
Well, I'm excited because we'll have Christian Pearson in the studio, and he's coming back, and he's got a whole thing. Well, I'm not even going to talk about it, but he's got a whole thing worked out that night. So if you want election coverage, this is the place you want to be.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And I believe Terry and Sean will be in the studio with
What's
me.
What's Christian running for office?
Well, probably after college.
Yeah.
And then we've got Sean and Terry in the studio. And then we'll have, I believe there'll be more people in the studio. And we've got a slew of special guests that night. I mean, if you want a real live election coverage, 7:10, and we will not break away. Tuesday night.
Last year was a little bit sketchy. My phone by the time I got results, my phone was probably at like 8% or something. I was like, my phone's gonna die before we get the answers.
Well, I think the person at the Board of Elections, you've got to listen to what's going on back here to know what we're talking about.
I have the earbud in, yeah.
Right, but something seemed to happen on election night last year. You seemed to be a little confused because we weren't getting any results at all. And then they dropped them at one point, but they weren't telling you why they weren't giving you any results.
It's one of those things where I gave you the answer. I asked them why. They said that they have to have two people back there to count, and that Cindy was doing something else, so that Brian couldn't be back there to count, so that they just had to wait. I don't know what Cindy was doing exactly.
There was only two people in the whole building on election night.
No, I don't know what everybody else was doing, though. What do you want me to do? Ask him, hey, what's up with all these people?
Yes, yes, what are you doing?
I mean, that was the answer I was given.
Anyway, it'll be fun like that on Tuesday night.
You need multiple
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Because the problem is, in those statewide races, they're going to call them. Marion's races are not going to be, numbers are not going to be consequential for those statewide races. But we'd like to hear them. So, that's why they need to get their thumb out of their ear down there and work a little faster.
You think they're going to call the race before our votes come in?
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean,
if the percentages are that far spread out, yes.
Well, yeah, I guess
that governor's race is going to go quick. We're going to know very quick who won that primary. Oh, yeah.
Oh, who won the primary, yeah.
But the other ones, I don't know. Like that treasurer's race, I think that's going to be very close in the Republican primary with Edwards and Roehinger. I think Edwards will win it, but I think it's going to be close. Then you've got Sprague and Strebuck? I can't remember. It's one of those names. But they're running Republican primary for Secretary of State. You got Russo and Hambly on the Democratic side for Secretary of State. You've got Kulowitz and... Strebuck, I think, for the Democratic Attorney General race. You've got Vivek and Putch in the governor Republican race.
I could pull it up. It's a
There's a lot of stuff.
It's a big old list, yeah.
Right, but I don't know. I think the closest, the ones that to watch that night are going to be the county commissioner race locally. I think that'll be close. I think the Roehinger Edwards Republican primary for treasurer will be close.
I don't think that'll be close.
Oh, I do.
Really?
That Roehinger's got a lot of money.
Oh, well.
And I think the Allison Russo Hambly, the Democratic primary for Secretary of State, will be close. I don't know about that Sprague, whoever Sprague is facing. But I hear that person's got a lot of money and a big following. So, Strebach? I think it's Strebach or something like that. Kulowitz? I don't know if that's a hands-down slam dunk for Attorney General on the Democratic side. There's a lot of races
that
night.
Who's he running against? Kulowitz?
It's Sturt something. Hold on, I'll pull it up. I was just looking at that earlier. It's the guy who said something about...
Yeah, that's what I thought, but that didn't sound right. Doo-doo-doo.
Marcel Strebach is the person running against Sprague for Secretary of State. And it's Forehand. That's what it is.
Oh, yes, Forehand.
Yeah, Forehand and Kulowitz.
He's got some problems in his own party there.
Yeah, but he likes to run.
Well, there you go. Good on him, I guess.
But, that's really going to be the tale of the night.
The tale of the tape.
On the Democratic side, because Russo and Kulowitz are the establishment candidates. And Forehand and Hambly are not the establishment. Now, common wisdom would tell you that Kulowitz is probably going to win. But that Secretary of State battle, Hambly has come on strong. So you have to say, if Kulowitz wins, is he going to pull Allison Russo over the finish line? Or if Forehand does defeat Kulowitz, if Hambly defeats Russo, is Hambly going to pull Forehand over Kulowitz? Because I don't think it's possible to go diagonal. I don't think the favorites right now would be Kulowitz and Hambly. I think. And it's shocking that Hambly's the guy, but that can't happen. I don't believe that will happen. So whoever is the stronger of those two candidates is, I think, going to pull the other one across the finish line.
For some reason, I thought Hambly. No, never mind. It's just a thought for myself internally. But I think it's, I don't know. I think that, well, does Forehand have a lot of backing as of now?
Fringe. He's that Hambly candidate. He's, Allison Russo is in, I think she's the Senate Minority Leader. I mean, our former Senate Minority Leader in Ohio. I mean, she is entrenched, and so is Kulowitz in the Democratic Party. And then you got people who've held office.
For lack of trying? Or just haven't held office?
Well, I don't think Hambly's tried. I don't even know where he came from. I don't even... strange.
Just out of the blue?
A doctor.
What up with all the doctors wanting to run for office? I think if I was a doctor, I'd want to be a doctor.
I don't... So you got that going on election night, and I think the most competitive Republican race is definitely going to be the Edwards-Roehinger. Or the Sprague-Strebach, because a lot of money's been spent on both of those.
I think Edwards. I don't know. I think the Edwards one is going to be not so close. I mean, I guess she's got money, so you say. I don't know anything about her. But I do know that...
she's got Ramaswamy's endorsement. How many candidates has he endorsed? Not a whole lot?
Well, yeah, but Edwards has got the vice president. He's got Bernie Moreno... He went to the...
But is that good? Right? We're also going to find that out on election night. There are a lot of things we're going to... $5 gasoline is not making people happy.
Who would have thunk it?
And, you know, we're also going to find out how sustainable Vivek Ramaswamy is. Just exactly like Greg Haas said earlier. You know, how's he going to do in those rural counties?
I mean, I don't know. He'll win them, probably.
We'll see.
As far as for the primary goes.
If he loses even one, that's a big problem.
Yes, I think if he loses one, he's probably in trouble.
If it's even competitive. Because Casey Putsch is not a politician, not backed by the Republican Party. Nobody's endorsed him. If he can... basically, it's do you like Vivek or don't you on election night for the Republicans? And if the punch is we don't like him, that's a problem.
What do they not like about Vivek?
We've been down this road many times.
But, like, I don't know.
As Greg said, race, name, religion are issues.
Are they as big a problem?
It's not the majority, but I don't think you understand that a small percentage is a big problem.
Well, yes, but I mean, how small is a small percentage?
5% would lose it for you.
You think so?
Yep.
Well, I mean, that's not a lot of people, I guess.
Because Amy Acton is not a weak candidate.
No, I'd say not.
This isn't going to be... If they were both at 100%, it would not be a blowout. So that's the problem. You can't afford to lose anything. If you start them both out at 50-50, you can't lose anything in your own party. That's also one of the big problems. She's not bleeding any Democrats for any reason. So basically, the independents are there. He is bleeding Republicans. That's a problem.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think that he's got any independent appeal, cross appeal? I don't know if you'd call that cross appeal, independents or independents.
Yeah, he'll get some independents. But you cannot lose your base vote. And that's where his problem lies.
So you just think that everybody who votes for Casey Putsch, or not everybody, most people who vote for Casey Putsch just aren't going to vote for Vivek?
No. General. No, because I'm starting to think that his numbers are going to be bigger than what I thought. And if they do top 10%,
Putsch?
then there better be large alarms going off in the Republican Party. And you'll see it the next day. You will see money dropped into that Vivek campaign like you have not seen before. If he loses a county, and if Putsch gets more than 10% of the vote, you're going to see major panic.
Well, I don't think panic's ever a good option.
You don't think that would spell panic?
Well, I don't think panicking is a good strategy. I mean, you could probably look at that and say, yeah, we're losing, and then you got to, like, you know, make some kind of change, but I don't know that.
But I don't think we've tried this for 3 weeks, so I'll give it one more shot. You can change your policy. You can get people back from your policy. What you can't do is change a fundamental belief. You are what you are. And if the reason people aren't voting for you is because of what you are, you can't. There's no amount of ads you can drop. There's no amount of things you can say. There's no the other person's terrible that is going to make me vote for you.
If you just dislike them for all them, I guess.
Right. If it is something based on race or gender, you are not going to fix that problem. And you're not going to get somebody to vote for you for any reason. Now, I'm not saying they're going to vote for the other person. Probably won't. But they're not going to show up for you.
Why? If you don't want the one person to win,
okay, let me put it this way. If you don't think a woman should or could be president, if that's your belief, if that's your core belief, are you going to walk into the voting booth and vote for a woman?
Probably not.
And how am I going to change that?
I don't know. I mean, if it's strictly, like, I mean, you could say, like, I don't. If you, I mean, you're not gonna believe the same thing as everybody who is the whole women shouldn't be president thing. But if you, but if like, if there was a woman who ran for president who believed like, I don't know, the same things as a large portion of, I don't know, whoever, you might be able to overcome it. Cause it's just
everybody
like
knows. I mean, Greg Haas has said it, Jim Renacci said it, Colleen Marshall has said it,
yes,
Mary Ellen Withrow has said
yes,
it.
Yes.
We all know it. It's no, Ramaswamy knows it. I mean, this is not a shock to anybody. I just don't think people thought it was going to be this prevalent.
I didn't think it was going to matter, really.
Well, have you come around?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. Well, I mean, there's certainly, I mean, you know, Putsch has certainly used some, you know, not so good things in his campaigns in reference to Ramaswamy.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's that.
I don't know. I think that's going to be very, that's something Tuesday night I'm very interested to see. The way that all shakes out. Because that's going to tell a big tale.
I guess it depends on if they just don't show up to vote for Ramaswamy.
Well, they're going to show up on Tuesday because it's a primary.
Yeah, but I mean...
But they have an option on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And how many people are willing to show up and take that option? That'll tell us a lot. So there you go. That's that story. And, what else do we got going on? Well, what about the $5 gas prices? What do you think of that?
Well, it's a lot of money for gas. I mean, it would be pretty cool if gas was, like $2 or something. I don't know what they figured was going to happen when they, you know, bombed Iran, but, also, they are supposed to be changing the formula of gas, I do believe. I do believe right now it's something like 10% ethanol. I think they're changing it to 15. So they can, like, you know, dilute gas and get more out of it.
Oh, and by the way, just to go back, because we didn't talk about Ben and Weslin and Stephen Wolf. I don't think that one will be close.
No,
so
probably not.
There's that. Even though, apparently there's some issue with guns.
Apparently.
The Ohio gun owners have taken away Ben's rating because he supports pro-gun law organizations, but the Buckeye Firearm Group still gives him an A rating.
They're either misinformed or intentionally misinforming people.
Who?
The Ohio Gun Group. Ohio Gun Owners, I guess, is the name.
Well, we heard his 5-minute spiel earlier on. I don't think he's... he doesn't seem like a misinformed type of fellow to me.
Well, he was at the very least misinformed by what the OACOP was.
So what they stood
for, I guess.
You believe that he was misinformed. He has no idea what that group is, even though he's basing his change in rating on that. But he has no idea who they are.
I said it earlier. I'd rather just attribute it to like ignorance than malice. I wouldn't. I would hate to think that he did it on purpose. Lied to everybody on purpose.
Like I said, I don't understand that issue. I don't get it. I don't think it changes anybody's mind as a voter. If you were going to vote for her before, you're still going to vote for her. If you were going to vote for him, you just think this is dirty pool 5 days before the election.
Probably, yeah. I mean, the only gun group I've ever heard of was the NRA up until today.
That race is all personality, as I have said. And when you come up with a divisive personality, it is hard to... Well, you can't discount Ben Weber's ability to run a campaign. That call him young, you know, because that's the thing they bash him for, being young. Like, he can change that, but he is young. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, he's running a top-notch campaign. So says everybody I've talked to. And trust me, ask Weslin in an honest moment. She knows he's running a top-notch campaign.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's been a clean campaign for him. He's been busy.
Well, as I said, the other day I was with somebody who will never vote for him. They knew his name, and they said his campaign is the strongest being run in Marion right now, of anybody.
In Marion, specifically?
Well, yeah, because this person lives in Marion.
Oh.
Had no idea who he was, but knows what he's running for and knew his name.
Well, that's good, I guess. That's about the best you can hope for as far as the campaigning goes, I guess.
And I think he looks like a candidate.
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't know.
And he got the right endorsements.
There's a shared.
You know, people on the radio can't even see that. He's not in the room.
Yeah, I know. It's just a picture.
Oh, they're ADD again. 740-383-9944. I don't know what that had to do.
We were talking about candidates, and I happened to glance over.
We're talking
over
about Ben Weber.
I didn't see him.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's on your mind? Well, that was that.
I think Ben's got the 86.
Mm-hmm. But again, she's got a lot of nice traits. I mean, she's driven. She's determined. She just has to. She has to figure out what she's doing wrong. Because I don't think she's gonna go away.
Well, I think that's the theory.
I think making some friends in the Republican Party is a good place to start.
I mean, yes, it'd be nice to make friends with the people who are in charge of the party. I figure they're going to offer the most help.
So, that's that. All right. Well, this was an interesting story. President Trump is going to add his face to limited edition U.S. passports for the 250th anniversary of the country. What do you make of that?
You know, I don't. Why? What does this have to do with the 250th anniversary of the country? Not a thing.
He likes his face and name on things.
But what does it got to do with anything? I think. Like, I don't know, have a military parade or something. I mean, the military parade's a big waste of money, but at least it's, I don't know, something. I mean, Trump doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I think he just, like, you know, I think he wants to be, like, he wants people to like him, but then he just turns around and does things that just generally speaking, nobody likes or nobody cares about.
I don't know. What about the Supreme Court ruling that limits voting rights? A lot of people have said gutted the Voting Rights Act of the 1960s. And basically it says that race doesn't matter anymore. That districts cannot be drawn for race. And there's also something in there about...
Draw them for race, but now you have to, like, prove that they were drawn for racial reasons.
Well, there's something in there to the degree of, but political parties are fine. You can draw them for political parties, so says the Supreme Court. No problem with that.
Who would have thought?
This way, that you could, because people were not represented because of areas that they lived in, because of economic reasons, you could draw maps that way. But now they're saying, no, you can't. Can't do that. Because race is not an issue. And also, there's something in regard to, I'm trying to think of the way it's phrased in this thing, but that you have to be able to prove that race is an issue. Well, racism is not, nobody's going to tell you that the reason they're doing something is for race.
Yeah.
So, that was the whole point of the Voting Rights Act, was you can't do it even if it's suspected that it's race. Who's going to admit that the reason they're doing something is because of race?
Well, people are dumb. People, I mean, I don't think they're going to admit it per se, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that if at some point we ended up with, like, I don't know, some emails or something.
But
by and large, I think that's probably not going to be the case. I mean, how do you prove how they drew up the map for what reason?
I don't quite understand. I don't know. A lot of changes going on right now. This Supreme Court is an interesting Supreme Court.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
So, we'll see what happens, I guess. But again, it's not a good thing. I mean, somebody was saying the other day that now California could get rid of all their Republican districts. They could just draw the lines the way they want them and draw all the Republicans right out of California. You don't want that. Florida, after this, already started redrawing their maps.
Didn't they already redraw their map?
No, they were working on it, but now...
they just scrapped that whole idea and started...
Well, no, I think they were going to try it. But this certainly opened the door to it.
Well, yeah, but they were already in the process of doing so, and now they're just like, oh, well.
Well, now we can do it.
California was already in the process of doing it.
Well, yeah, I don't think the plan was
to... has redistricted at this point. Redistricted.
Well, who's able to and who's going to and who has, that's all up for discussion. Texas, Virginia...
Yeah, I thought it was like Texas, Florida, Virginia, California.
Well, they've—I don't know if they've done it yet, though.
Oh, well, I know California passed their resolution.
Well, so did Virginia.
So it's happening.
Right, but now because of this ruling, they can pretty well do anything they want. Political party's in charge in that state, you can just draw the other party right out.
Why did the Supreme Court decide to allow gerrymandering?
I guess there's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits it.
I mean, come on. Let's just get rid. Let's just everybody gets elected by popular vote. Problem solved. Fixes a lot of problems.
I don't know. It's very, very strange. But whatever.
I mean, I guess districts are still going to be a thing, but popular vote, pretty good. I think.
Well, very few things are done without the popular vote. The presidency is just about the only thing that we use the Electoral College for.
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
Gotta do something about... What was the thing with issue two, maybe? The one with the redistricting. They were going to create a whole, like, independent board to do so.
I don't think that passed.
Yeah, it didn't.
There you go. So what are you talking about?
Yeah, but like...
You know what happened with it.
Couldn't they just...
Went out the window.
Couldn't they just put it back up for a vote again?
See, now there's one of those things again. You would say, oh, that's common sense.
Yeah.
No, we
yeah, vote, that's
we,
common sense.
No. Vote that down.
Why do you want any one party in charge?
Because that party is who voted. See, that's...
No. Obviously, that makes sense for the parties to want only one party. I mean, you know, that's how, you know, but why would people want one party
because
in charge?
Because people, the parties are a real thing. And that's why people don't like to hear that voting for a third party is throwing away their vote. But it is, because when you get right down to the issues like that, that's not an R and a D thing. There's no R and D on the ballot when it comes to that. But people know what they want to do. And people want know how they want to draw their districts. So, that's what it's all about. And as long as that's a thing, you're not going to see people in a third party unless they've got extreme popularity ever win.
Third parties are on the up and up.
are on the up and up. What does that even mean?
They get more votes than prior years.
When is the last time anybody won a state? Ross Perot? They were more popular in 92 than they are now. Ross Perot didn't even win a state, a matter of fact. No, when's the last time Ross Perot got a good amount of the vote, but when's the last time a third-party person won a state?
Did Ross Perot, what party was Ross Perot? Was he just independent?
Independent.
Yeah.
Well, Reform, I think, was the party they called it.
Oh.
But he was allowed to be in the debates, and when he was allowed to be in the debates, I think he ended up getting 20-something percent of the vote.
Yeah, and then look at that. They were like, oh, well, that worked a little too well. Can't do that anymore.
That's right.
I think third parties would have a chance if they were given the chance.
The problem is that when you don't have a party, you don't have an infrastructure in every state. And you also don't have a person running for all those statewide offices. And that's a problem, because those are helpful in a lot of states. You don't have a governor. You don't have a person running for governor that you can rely on to bring votes in for you.
Well, all the well-known politicians are in one of the two parties. I mean, like, there's kind of no other choice. I mean, those have been the politicians since the collapse of the Federalist Party.
Right, but I mean, right now the Republican Party's got a civil war going on because they still want to be Republicans, they just want to say that you're not a Republican. Which I've never really heard of, but okay. Apparently Mike DeWine is not a Republican, but he's certainly not going to change his party affiliation. John Kasich apparently is not a Republican, but he's not going to change his party affiliation. They've said Bob Taft is not a Republican, but he's not changing. So, you know, that's the fight they're having right now.
I just think that there's the Republican Party, and then there's Trump Party, I guess. I don't think that the Trump people are necessarily like the DeWine people per se. I mean, they're a whole different kind of thing. DeWine is not Trump in any means.
Yeah, but the division is very bitter. In that party. There's a division without question in the Democratic Party. It's just not as divisive. Alison Russo is clearly the establishment Democrat. Hambly has not held office. He's running against her. It's a primary. But when I ask Russo, if you don't win, would you endorse Hambly? Didn't even skip. Yes. That's the Democratic Party. Republican Party, didn't like that. Matter of fact, Putsch said he would do everything possible, even if he loses, between now and November to make sure Vivek does not win.
That's just too much work. Once you lose, I don't know why you care anymore. I mean, I guess, you know, I understand why you care, but I don't know why you would go out of your way. Now, I mean, just because I'm the same party as somebody, I wouldn't well, I lost, gonna endorse this person. No, I mean, I ran against you. Obviously, I thought I could do a better job than you, or didn't like what you stood for, something like that. Why would I endorse you?
But see, that's the difference. See, the Democratic Party, even though there are different beliefs in the party, they all think the Republican Party is worse.
Because if you were close enough to me in belief, then I probably wouldn't be running against
you. But that's not the Republican Party right now. The Republican Party is, you believe my way, or you're the highway. And it started to go that way about 4 years ago, but it's gotten progressively worse.
I mean, I guess it would depend on who
I mean, look at what they call their... They call their people rhinos.
Yeah.
Look at what that means. Republican in name only.
Yep.
That's saying you believe nothing that I believe. You're just calling yourself the same thing that I call myself. That is a dangerous, dangerous thing to do.
Why?
Did we not just run... You missed the whole, explanation there?
Well, I mean, we are, yeah, sure, I mean, but they're split. We already, yeah, I knew that.
Yes, but there is, as I said, there's a split in the Democratic Party as well. But they both said the more liberal group of Democrats and the establishment Democrats still believe that the Republican Party is worse. So I will endorse this person. I will go this way because even though it's not exactly what I believe it's better than what the other side believes. The Republicans, just by what they call the people they don't like in their own party, says it all. Republican in name only. It means we don't agree on anything. You're just calling yourself what I'm calling myself. And that is a huge problem. It means we don't agree on anything. So if I don't get what I want, if I don't get the guy or girl that I got, that I want, forget it. Doesn't matter what you call yourself. I ain't for you.
Well, I wouldn't get behind that whole flaw. I mean, sure.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but like, I don't know. I mean,
have you heard the Republicans, what they say about DeWine? That's their sitting two-term governor. They act like this man is in a different zip code. They don't want anything to do with him. They don't want him endorsing them. They don't want him campaigning for them. They don't want to say nice things about him. Nothing.
What do they got against DeWine?
Talk to him. I don't know. They'll tell you that he's bought and paid for.
They're all bought and paid for.
Well, I don't know. I guess not.
According to
you, gotta talk to them. I don't know. What is Casey Putch?
What do you mean?
He says he's a Republican.
Oh, yes.
Okay. What makes him a Republican?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, Vivek Ramaswamy says he's a Republican. What makes him a Republican?
No, he's for, like, allegedly, according to himself at least, for, like, a small government and like freedom for business and, you know, so on and so forth. And
so you think Putch is not for that?
You might assume so. They're both Republicans.
So, but, big problems.
Yeah.
Putch believes that Vivek is bought and paid for.
Well, I believe that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's the
data centers. I that's all you hear about. I've heard that from Putch. I've heard that from Weslin. That's like a big thing in the Republican Party to beat your opponent over the head with. Data centers.
Now, look, I would like somebody to explain to me how being in opposition to data centers is Republican, because I feel like that's against the free market. You know, I mean, if you know, they got to buy the land. I mean, if I sold land to a data center and they put a data center there, then they bought the land off of me. It's their land, and then they put what they wanted to on their land. I mean, I don't see the problem.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Got me.
It would seem to me that that's just rather backwards logic on the one behalf of the Republicans for that.
Well, it seems to be that you took money from them. That seems to be the big...
Vivek?
No, well, yeah, I've heard it. Yeah, yes. I think Putch has said that about Vivek, and Weslin has said that about Ben.
Who do you take money from?
The data centers.
Oh.
What are we talking about? There we go.
Sorry, I don't know. It's just yes. We were just talking about that. But like, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, if you were a Republican, I think it does make sense for the Republicans to support data centers based on their politic.
Well, it depends on which Republican you're talking to.
Well, see, I guess, but then it would seem more like Republicans in my eyes to be in favor of, because it's just free market. A business bought land and put money into building that thing. That's the free market.
I don't know. You know, lobbyists are just lobbyists. So I don't. This whole who bought and paid for a candidate, you know, I don't quite understand that on the whole.
Well, I think the whole concept, well, I mean, I think that people believe that, like, you just, like if you, like, if you take money from, like, I don't know, certain thing, like, if you were losing a race and you took money from a PAC, you like sold one of your beliefs because you needed a little extra money to help you win the race. But I in theory, it's probably supposed to be something more like, yes, I am in favor of the Second Amendment. I'd take money from the NRA.
Yes, but it's phrased as they're supporting you because they don't like me. See, I don't believe that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't believe that.
that's what I don't understand.
Even if I didn't like you, I mean, if they don't support my cause, why am I supporting them?
Well, that's why I don't understand this gun thing. I don't quite understand it. Because what group? You have a Democratic candidate in that race. Ken Halloran is the Democrat running for office. So if you really wanted somebody to pump some money into somebody who probably believed in gun laws, that would be the person you pump your money into. Why would you pump your money into a Republican? And why would somebody like Tracy Richardson endorse a candidate who supports gun laws?
Well, I mean, she could just like Ben better, I guess. I mean, she ran the whole primary against Wesleyan.
Again, likability. That's a problem. This is not about guns. This is not about data centers. This is not about any of that. This is about likability. And this is about why, you know, I don't know. You gotta be somewhat personable with people.
Slightly off topic, but similar.
You know, surprise.
Similar vein. What's up with the 71 bypass or whatever? Where's that?
Where is it? What do you mean? 71, I guess.
But you see, like, all, you know, people are opposed to it.
Yep.
Like, where is it going?
Around 71.
I mean, like, where are they building? Obviously, they're putting it somewhere. You got to put it somewhere. It can't just spawn into existence.
There's plans.
Okay.
People just don't like it because they're obviously going to take land through eminent domain. And they're going to do what they need to do to get it done. But I don't understand why this has turned into a political issue, because nobody's going to stop it. It's a state project. It's not up for vote.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if they're going to, if they want to do it, I figure they're going to do it. But I just didn't know anything about it. Still don't really know anything about it. I just know what's happening.
It's just construction. People just don't like the idea of somebody taking land. They want to see grass grow. It's the same reason they don't want solar. Apparently the same reason they don't want data centers. I don't know.
You know, solar is the green option.
Listen, they're offering city council the reason to put solar in right now on land that cannot be used because it was the old city dump.
Absolutely.
And there's still people...
Vote for it.
No, there are people opposed to that.
Why?
We don't want to look at that.
Solar fields look pretty cool.
You have to just figure it out on your own. Like, we're going to break right now. Figure that out. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?